Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, guys, welcome to Tama's Island. I am Tama Tonga here with my dude, my guy, my Ichiban number one dude, brother.
What up, boys? Your boy Tanahashi.
Hikuleo, what's up, bro? Thank you very much for coming on. I know you're busy out there in Japan right now, and I'm sitting back at home relaxing, having me a glass of wine. I don't mean to, I know it's morning time there, but. I mean,
bro, I see that right now. I'm like, man, it's what time is it over there? 7 or 6?
8:41 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it's 9:41 a.m. over there. I just had some orange juice. I'm watching
you. You could add a little vodka to that and have yourself a little screwdriver, you know?
Oh, get maybe add a little champagne so that I get that mimosa popping.
It's you guys' day off anyway, you know? Well, hey.
Oh, man, I wanted to grab a few drinks last night. We just got off of 4 days of shows, so yeah. I might have something later on tonight.
A little nightcap, you know, something to let loose on. But as thank you, you know, I know you're busy. Appreciate you coming on and being on here. Now,
thanks for having me on, dog. Shit, the world famous Tama's Island podcast.
Get out of here! Shut your mouth, boy. Hey, what's that? You sounded like that basketball player with the corner. What's his name?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. A forced laugh, but man, I know you guys just had a show out last night in Fukushima. Man, how'd that go?
Man, it was it started off great. We were doing hot, but man. We lost. We've been on a losing streak ever since declaration of power when you were here. That's the last time we won something. Oh, so shit. We've been on a losing streak, but you know what? It's a house of torture. People dog them, but they're in sync, man. They're like,
yin-yang. Yeah. I know what you're saying. They got a lot of heat. Like, you know, people are tired of their little shenanigans, right?
Yeah.
But if you watch them closely, how much they've grown since they formed, they're really in sync right now.
Man, everything they do is like pop, 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 pop. Pop.
Yep.
They're like I think because they're such a small faction within the bigger faction.
Yeah.
They're so tight knit too, man. They do everything together. It was like, it reminds me of like the old Bullet Club when everyone used to hang out together and all that.
Yeah.
And you guys just clicked, right?
Yeah.
I hate that shit, man. Supposed to be jumping us and shit.
I
get so mad.
I'm enjoying watching, you know, their shenanigans a lot better now because of the tricks they do. The just really well oiled machine, you know, and it's getting better. The quick, you know, show is already quick. You know, Evil Man, for somebody big, man, he could really handle his weight. He could really move, you know, pull his weight around. Togo, bro. How old is Togo? Togo is like, he's like the class of Jado and Gato. So he has to be in like his mid-50s, maybe. But
he moves great,
smooth.
Too.
Yeah. That
quick. I he's one guy I always forget about. I've been forgetting about. In all these matches, because he's small, but he's quick too. And he's not as big as like, so like Show's quick.
Yeah.
Show's big. Show's getting, you know, he's jacked up and
he's getting yoked.
I see him come. Yeah, but Togo, man, he's just in and out of the ring. He's such a good fit for them. And I hate it because he's so damn good.
I want to, you know what? I'm going to shine. I know it's not cool because they've been kicking y'all's butt, but I want to continue to shine on them because, like, I can really appreciate them growing and evolving to whatever it is they're doing right now, you know, the whole clique. Togo, you know, what we were just talking about, he's got such experience. He has so much experience, right? And he's teaching these guys. I thought he was perfect to come in and second Evil and to start showing him the ways, the old school way, you know? And Togo is the class of Gato, Jado. They did ECW. They Mexico. They've traveled around. These are like these are the 90s cats, man. And they're good, man. They're really good. And I wish and I hope that when I'm in my mid-50s that I can still move like these guys and bump like these guys because they're still crisp, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And their work rate is freaking fantastic. I give that. Yeah. I love it. I love working with those guys, against those guys. I hate losing those guys, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not until you get in the ring with them that you start to understand, like, why they're the six-man champs, you know. Yeah. Then you're like, when I was coming into it, I was like, why are they even the champs? How are they still the champs? You know, we should be like knocking these fools around. And then as soon as that bell rings, man, you just see the teamwork, the unison they're in. It just, everything clicks.
Yep.
And man, they're on one, what do you call it? One vibe, one whatever.
Same page? one direction, on one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to watch from the outside of it, not to be in it with it with them. So sons of a bitch. Yeah,
I appreciate them now and want to see. I just know they got a lot of heat, man. I know that like a lot of American fans are not they don't like them. You know, but the Japanese fans, I don't know. I just feel like they have a better understanding of Evil and that group. And maybe I just don't understand the Japanese blogs to understand that they bitch about the same, you know, they bitch the same just as Americans. But I don't see that. All I see is the bullshit all the fans write on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah. All I see is just pretty pictures of everyone. And fan photography is amazing out here. What? Hey, I know you know all the photos of from King of Pro Wrestling, not King of Wrestling, Declaration of Power.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Man, fan photography is amazing out here.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We're talking about number six. Yeah, sure. Hey, man.
But you could see the photography. That's been taken of, I like the one of you, Taguchi, and Tanahashi. You're in the middle. You're like, your wingspan, you got your arm out, wingspan, and those two are in your, like, it's so cool. It's a cool ass picture. You know, you're the biggest dude. You got Taguchi to your left and Tana to your right. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Man, can I touch on that for a little bit too?
Yeah. You're like an Asian Oreo. Chocolate Oreo, Asian chocolate Oreo.
You know, butter and what do you call it? Man, being with Tanahashi and Taguchi too. So we talk about House of Torture, right? How they're in sync, they're just popping, popping.
Yeah.
But then you go over to like Tanahashi and Taguchi, man. They're just like so subtle, so quiet. They keep themselves. Mm-hmm. But once that bell rings too, it's like a whole different person. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, they know their role. They know what they have to do. And it's like, I'm trying to come in now and fit in that triangle to form this, you know, never six man tag. So it's, I'm in the middle of these two worlds right now, which is, you know, pretty tight.
You gotta watch out for them quiet ones. You're a quiet one too, man. All three of you. I think you guys are all perfect for each other because you guys stay quiet, but I know that hamster wheel is turning, man. You guys are always
all of it's turning. Well, that thing be. it's like it thinks up here, but then as soon as it tries to come out, it's like it just loses the training wheels come off and it's like swerving training wheels. I don't know. That's right.
Hey, we're kids, man. I was trying to teach my little brother how to ride his bike, man. And we just took off the training wheels.
mind you, I just got that bike the same day I got it. I'd never ridden a bike before. So just bought a bike. I was like, oh, sweet. Training wheels are on there. It was lime green. You know, this is the 90s. So it was lime green, bright ass green. Mom takes it out, puts it on the garage. Oh, let's go. I get on it. I go down the driveway, come back up once. Here come my brothers. Hey, man, you need to learn how to ride two wheels. I was like, ah, whatever.
I go learn today.
Yeah. Boys took it off, and I think I had a concussion. I had a broken knee. There's a dent in the van. I broke the mailbox.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We told him at a turn he's going down the driveway, and we got like a big slant, so he's going down building momentum up, and we're like, oh shoot, he's not braking, he's not turning. Hey, turn. All we hear was wow, right into the side of the vehicle. Oh shit. I said, hey, hold on, man, let's do this again, come back up here. And he's crying, bawling his eyes out. I said, one more time, somebody move that vehicle. So we moved the vehicle. Had him go again. Bill's momentum. I said, oh, shoot, he's not breaking again. We got a mailbox at the other side. Well, he flung up onto the road, straight to my, turn the damn wheel. Right into the damn mailbox, man. I was like, oh, no. Poor kid, man. Hey, but it's okay. That's school of hard knocks, man. That's how I learned from my father, the way he learned from his father. That's bullshit. We didn't have bikes when we were kids. We're from the islands, man. We ride coconuts. Oh, shit. Well, anyway.
Luckily, Taguchi and Tanaki, you know, those are my training wheels right now, so I'm still tight with them. Don't leave me, you guys. Don't leave me.
But it's dope, man. That's, you know, if you could go under a learning tree, guys with a lot of experience, man, Taguchi for sure. He's a comedic genius in that ring, and Tana is just a genius, wrestling genius altogether. So that's good, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Shoot. What else?
Oh, yeah. Bro, did you see when I messed up big time at Corrigan? Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Man, so they were calling out our names, right? Introductions. And so it's me, Jado, Tenzan-san, and Taguchi-san, right? Taguchi. And so they go, G-O-D, Jado. So I'm like, oh, they're calling out G-O-D now. So it's our turn. They go, G-O-D, Jado. They start saying something else in Japanese. I'm thinking it's the height measurements and weight. I'm like, man, I don't hear my height, but that's me. So he goes, I hear the break. And he always feel it right before he says the name. And he goes, Tenzan. I'm like, oh my God. There's a video and a picture of it where I'm just like hanging on the rope, and I turn around and all three of them is just cracking up, laughing at me, pointing their hand at me. The crowd just pops, a big pop from the crowd. And then they call my name, and I'm like, I'm not going to, what do I do?
I'm right here. Thanks, guys.
I'm like, yeah, here.
Yeah. They get in class.
And then Taguchi ended up starting doing my entrance now. For like ever since then, he starts doing my entrance as like a rib towards me. he's a man. It's been fun so far. This Battle Autumn. I think that's what it's called. This tour.
Yeah. Yep. Battle Autumn. Yep. Finale. Final show November 5th in Osaka, which sees. But before that, you guys have a big show on the 23rd. Where you guys are going after the 6-man titles, right? You, Taguchi, Tanahashi versus House of Torture for the 6-man. And then November 5th, you got Carl Anderson for the NEVER title.
Yeah, man. Big month.
Yeah. You lined up, man. You could be double champs. You could be double champ by the end of the
I could be a NEVER God, you know?
NEVER God.
I never given these up ever again. Yeah, man. That's a big one too. Just for the NEVER title, for the NEVER openweight title against Carl Anderson, that'll probably be one of my bigger ones, bigger matches thus far. And it's especially the history.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Like that's a big deal. I know you had some big ones against Jay. You had
Lance Archer last summer for the U.S. championship.
Yeah.
But for the first title here in Japan.
Japan.
Against Carlin. You know, there's a lot of history in that. Goes back to you.
Yeah.
And to, you know, hit Bullet Club itself, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, they just made big news returning back to WWE. So, if things still work out and planned out the way that we had it planned before, you know, he could be bringing WWE eyes towards you guys' match. So that's a big deal. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, man. I got to bring my A game.
Hell yeah, man. Smash him up, bro. Smash him up. Hey, yeah, revenge for me, man. Don't let me down.
That's the plan. Like it, not just eyes on me too, but eyes for, you know, New Japan.
You know,
bring back those eyes that, you know, during the pandemic that we lost too. So,
no, that's really cool. You know, that's really cool of them to let that happen. You know, we're hoping that it still goes through, but as of now, from our understanding, they're, you know, WWE is letting that happen, and that's cool. Carl Anderson to fight for that, to make it happen. And we haven't seen this kind of crossover since what, 90s? I mean, they had Liger come in and do like a NXT deal, but I don't count that shit, you know.
Yeah.
This is pay-per-view, big show, you know.
Yeah.
Osaka, big city. This is a big deal.
So yeah, main players on both rosters right now. Yeah.
Freaking this crossover could be, you know, the start of something beautiful. Let's hope, you know. Shit, you know, we
benefit everybody.
Yeah. We did this whole Forbidden Door, you know, thing over the summer with AEW, but is that really Forbidden Door? You know what I'm saying? The Forbidden Door is really the who we're talking about right now, you know.
I think it was. I think it was at the time of Forbidden Door. It was really big, you know. And now, yeah. Now that door is open, so now there's another door.
I feel this has always been, because they're, you know, WWE has been known to not work with anybody from the outside for how long now, you know, how many decades, you know. So this is a true big Forbidden Door. So. Shoot, Forbidden Door 2, or I don't know. Yeah, how do we go about that? Or just another match, I guess, I got from WWE.
Okay,
that'll work.
I got two championship matches I got to focus on. I'm not too sure about doors right now. belts to put on first.
Right. True. I can respect that, man. There's a lot going on for you. Since you came back in September.
Yeah.
You just hit the ground running, man. You stayed for a month. we joined together in Kobe. Yeah. And then you're staying for another month. We did the England together, staying for this month. You got two title matches. Shoot, man. That's good. Yeah, straight back from your excursion.
I think they saw me hanging out too much for the last 3 years in America, doing New Japan Strong once or twice a month.
What's that jit doing over there, man? Get his ass back to work.
Yeah. Dude, I don't mind it, man. I love it. I love his lifestyle. This is what I missed. This is what we were like chasing back in England to get back to.
Yeah.
As soon as possible. It's like we wanted to come back here. And now it's
about that time too. Like your class, your dojo class, which is you, Shota, Tsuji, Narita, right?
Narita, Oka,
Kawato. Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah, so it was like Kawato was first. Well, yeah. He was the oldest. Then it was Oka. Then it was Shota, Narita, then me, then Tsuji, then Wemura.
Oh, dang. That's dope. Yeah. That's cool, man. Seeing you guys all come back, we saw Shota and Tsuji out in England when we did that show a couple weeks ago. And
Narita just came back.
Yep.
That's right. Was it Declaration of Power he came back? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so he's awesome. He's competing for that new belt that we got now, the New Japan World title.
Yep, TV title. Yeah.
Bro, have you seen that?
That's dope, ain't it?
Yeah, I just saw it recently at Korakuen. It's humongous.
Oh, I didn't know it was that big. I just like we were talking about it on the Patreon, Thomas Island Happy Hour, yeah. And I love the way it looks. This looks classy, like. You know, it looks like a classic look. It's huge. Well, I didn't know it was that big. Who you're talking about? The way it's formed, like the square,
rectangle.
Yeah.
I got it on my blog at patreon.com. Hikusub. it'll be dropping this week. But yeah, I got that, and I went up real close to it. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is huge, because it was sitting next to all the other belts.
Yeah,
and it was just. It was beautiful. It's brand new, shiny. I can see my reflection on it. And then
New Japan World was like, let's put New Japan World putting extra money into that. Oh, yeah, y'all gonna make a belt for our show? Yeah, here. Here's a little, put that into it, you know?
Yeah, man. That's actually a pretty good tournament. They've had it, I think they've had about 4 or 6 matches so far.
Yeah.
They've been some bangers on there, like silent bangers on there.
I watched Finley and Kanemaru. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. They were moving it. I mean, they were just going. I was trying to look for like spacing for like rest periods, bro. They were still moving during rest periods. I was like, dang. Oh,
so well, remember, it's only a 15-minute time limit too. So
yeah,
they got to
Well, you got to get your cardio up on that. Oof.
That's why I ain't in it, boy.
Well, they also said it was going to be like the young and whatever. And I was like, the first person I see all there is Ishii. I was like, Ishii ain't fucking young, bro. What the fuck is it? Kanemaru is never aging, I guess. So he's on it. So maybe he's a height requirement. It's like a height thing too. Shit. Because come on now.
Or a weight class. No. I bet you it's like a median weight class, you know?
Yeah.
Like average weight class.
Yeah. I mean, Ishii can still move. So I guess they're like, you know what? He's not young, but he can still got that little quickness, little short little legs.
Who thinks gonna win it all?
Huh?
Who thinks gonna win it all?
I don't know if he's gonna win it, but I think. You know, Finley is gonna get to the end of it.
Yeah, you know, I have a feeling he's gonna be. I have a feeling he'll be in the finals.
Yeah,
that's my prediction. He'll be in the finals.
He's so good, man. Like he's smooth. He's quick. He's athletic. He's got it, man. His promos is you could tell that he's working on his promos because his promos is freaking tight, man. You know, yeah. it keeps my interest for sure. So I think Finley is gonna make it to the finish. Do I want him to win? Hell yeah, shit, I want him to win. You know, but for there's just so many good guys, so many young guys too that are hungry. You know, that they're trying to push.
So oof. Right now you got Finley, Zack Sabre, Yoshihashi, Evil, Sanada, Kenta. Then there's two more matches that haven't happened yet. It's Narita, Ishii, and Yano and Great Okan.
Narita and
Ishii. I feel like it's me. I think the Great Okan will move up.
I think Narita is going to move up from Ishii.
You think so?
Yeah. I love what Narita's doing. I mean, that's mini Shibata, bro. That's baby Shibata right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that. That's why I'm putting my bet on is Narita's going to move past Ishii.
Ishii. If he moves past him, then he has a chance. Unless he meets up with Kenta. This is a good tournament, man. It's a mixture.
Yeah.
It's a good mix. It's a good lineup too, man. Because if Narita wins, I think he'll go over Great Okan.
Wait, didn't Yoshihashi lose?
No, he beat Jeff.
He did? Oh, yeah. Shit.
Roll up.
Shit. Okay. Yo, shout out to my dude, Yoshihashi, man.
Hey, okay. Yo.
Oh,
Tom said this word.
Oh, shit. Hey,
we
canceled
the podcast.
Oh, shoot. Ah, cool, man. I like it. I like this TV title. It's cool. It's I love the way it looks. It's flashy. It's classy. It's like you got this tournament. It's for these young, speedy guys. I like the rules that set with it. It's something different, you know. It's something different. So I like different. Hell yeah! I'm all about that.
Yeah, 15-minute time limit.
Yeah.
They put me in there next year, dog. Shit.
I'm good. Nah, I'm good. You know, I just turned 40, right?
Oh, that's right. Oh, happy belated birthday.
Hey.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Nah, we just went and had, nothing crazy. You know, my son had a birthday party to go to. I took him to my wife took him to the birthday party while I babysat my daughter. And then after that, at nighttime, we had the parents watched the kids while we went and had dinner. And that was it, man. That's all we do now. We don't do much. You know, we stay low. We hang low. Have a couple glass of wine here and there. I don't party like I used to, man. Don't need to, you know, unless I see, you know, when I'm with the boys, that's different. Like the good, you know, little kids, kayfabe around here. I can't say them, but you know, when the boys are around, you know, we celebrate saying what's up.
Yeah, same with me, man. Like even this tour, I think I told you, but being back on tour, it feels so much different from when I was a young boy. When I was a young boy, man, I wanted to go out every single night. I don't care.
That's because you were stressed the hell out.
Touche. Touche. Yeah.
What?
You're right. Man, we one of those good stories to tell. It should be all right. Yeah, I'm a baby face now. we went out recently in Niigata, and we had the young boy with us. Man, they were just making a drink and drink. And I was like, man, those were the good days. That was only like 5 years ago. But I was like, the next morning, we had to leave at 10 a.m. And I see him. I'm like, hey, man, you all right? He's like, yeah, no problem. I was like, what the fuck? We had a match the next day, and I was like, man, last tour, I remember I drank the night before a show in Fukuoka. Oh, my goodness. It took me – the match finished, and I was still hungover. I still felt like shit. It took me till the next day, and I was like, And now I see this young boy drinking. I was like, man, it's only been a few years, but I don't like doing that anymore. I like having a few drinks.
Look, they can't go to bed. They can't sell that. You know, they got to no sell it, bro. That's 100%. That's young boy 101. And you knew that too. You can't let your like senpais know that you were like messed up. Cause then, man, when they see a weakness, boy, they go in on it. Japan is big on hazing for the wrestling boys, man. They're huge on hazing. It's still love. It's still teaching, and it's nothing like malicious or bad. You know, like it's a part of this thing that we do. But the young boy, when you're a young boy, man, you got the sponsors, you got the senpais taking you out, and when they tell you to eat or drink, you're drinking. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you can't say no. You can't be like, I got to go home. That is a big no-no in the culture, and especially in the Japanese wrestling culture. So the thing that the young boys used to do when we used to go out and drink, when they had enough, they'll act like they're sleeping. They'll start act like
they're exactly what out. This one did, man. This one's like, I'm still drunk. Oh, I sleep.
Yeah. And they'll fake it. And you're like, you'll mess with them, and you know, and they'll do their best to keep their eyes closed and not smile. You try to tickle them. Cause you know they're bullshitting, but they got chores to do, because you know, most of them got laundry to do that day. They gotta do laundry for the other wrestlers. Senpais like Tanahashi, Makabe, Okada, some of us, Fale. So, you know, after the shows, these sponsors take us out. We go out and drink and bring these young boys with us. After we're done, which is, it could be like 3-4 hours of eating and drinking. So we could be done at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. These boys still got to go and do the laundry, wash everybody else's stuff. So it's, the way you get out of that is act like you're drunk and pass out, and just, you know, that's how they work. That's how they learn how to sell, man. That's boys, it's nonstop learning in New Japan Wrestling, man, in and out of the ring.
Yeah. And people might be like, oh, that's so bad. That's so bad. But honestly, man, it's a reward system, because when you come back, it's like all that treatment you got back then, it was like you go through these trenches to get through these high rewards that, you know, I'm seeing part of that now coming back now. It's like, wow, I put in, you know, all that work we did as young boys, it's finally paying off.
Yeah.
And it's so satisfying. It's just, it's not one of those instant gratification that you get, right? It's, you learn to understand it. It's, I remember being sent to England, right? And I was like, man, so I started with New Japan, right? I started them here at the very top. Getting bus taken to us, sponsors, all that stuff, man. Nice hotels, blah, all the works. Then we get sent to England, and it's like, I never experienced, you know, indie wrestling or that kind of thing. And it just makes you appreciate what we had here.
Yeah.
And it makes you hungry. You're like, now I understand why we were sent there. It's like, not only learn a different style, but it's like you learn to like appreciate all this stuff that everyone else has done before us.
Yep.
To make it like, staying in this, you know, hotel, getting the bus treatment. Like, I hear stories from guys coming over from different promotions in Japan. They're like, this is like 5-star compared to everything. And so being a young boy, right, then going to England or wherever you are for excursion, then coming back, it's just like, it's like life. It is life. You know, like you work so hard to get back, and now you're back here, and now you start seeing the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
That's the saying, right? Or the fruits of...
Yeah,
something.
Fruits of your labor.
Yeah. So it's like, I know people are like, oh my God, they made you do all that. You had to do all this laundry. Doesn't it suck? Yeah, it sucked. But you saw how everyone else came back, and you know you're going to get that. So all you got to do is just bust your ass for what, 1 or 2 years? You'll be straight. You'll be taken care of.
And the young boys don't get paid that much either. So, like, there's ways to make money, and doing laundry for the senpais, you know, they'll pay you to do their laundry. And so at the end of the month, they'll like pay you like $500, $600, $700, $800 to do their laundry the whole month. You know, so that's ways that young boys could make extra cash. So it teaches you to hustle, you know, it teaches you like how to like, okay, there's lessons. It's like life lessons when you're doing this dojo. it's like college and life all together, but for pro wrestling. If pro wrestling was going to have a curriculum, it would be the New Japan system. I would teach that because it's money management, it's life. It's like you had to get up a certain time and be downstairs to cook for everybody. You know, you had chores to do. It's life. It's a life curriculum.
Yeah, you just appreciate everything too, man. You don't get shot up with fame or whatever. You learn to appreciate everything from the bottom up.
Yeah, you pay your dues, man. You earn it. The closest like I could, like every time I watch like mafia movies, right, and I hear the saying, "It's this thing of ours," right, and that's how I feel about this New Japan Pro Wrestling system. It's this thing of ours, and we protect our, you know. We haze the young boys, but it's like we still take them out to eat. You know, we pay them. We still look after them. You know, but we do fuck with them. You know, it's all this thing, and every chance we get, we're showing them how to wrestle. We're teaching them, hey, you know, giving advice.
Yeah, it's a family. That's what it is. You're trying to build up the next. You know, they have to carry the next generation or next load of
for sure. You know, Yeah, for sure, man. That's why I love it so much. And how do we get on that subject anyway? But it's cool. It's cool. Young boys, next class.
I think we're talking about drinking.
Oh man, yeah. So it's a really cool system. I'm looking forward to, you know, your class coming back because that's a very like talented class. You guys were like a really good. Really good class, good kids, athletic, hardworking, like really, you know, you weren't little badasses, man. And that's another thing about New Japan system, man. I feel a little badass. If you don't like wake up early, if you don't do your chores, like word passes around and you get weeded out real quick, man. Real quick.
And man, they can tell a lot about you, man. They can tell just like, you can be like real good and sincere up front, but they just, the quiet ones, especially, they'll be like watching you the entire time. You never know either. Maybe in the corner, just watching.
Yeah. You got guys that'll sit and just watch. Like, I remember Liger used to do that. He'll just sit in a locker room and like everybody's like getting ready. There's some guys like doing whatever, other guys chatting, other guys playing around. But you'll see, if you look up and you'll see like certain guys, like I would see Liger, I would see Tiger Mask. I see Yano. Boy, they got their eyes just watching everybody. Everybody. And it's almost like you could hear them thinking, you know, that guy's an idiot. Yeah. That guy's he's too goofing around. You know, this guy, he's all right. But, you know, I think those are like the gatekeepers. You know, those guys are like the ones that look after. Especially Makabe, man. Makabe is like one dude I really love, man. I really respect because he's that guy. If he sees some like unfairness happening, especially with senpais and kohais or young boys, boy, he'll love to straighten out those senpais. You know, I seen him punch, freaking drill another grown wrestler. In his face, just punched him straight in his face. Cause that grown, I'm not gonna drop the names, but that wrestler came back after a match with a young boy, and all that the top wrestler did was just put himself over. And man, he walked through that curtain, bro. And Makabe was waiting for him, and he's like, "What?" He go, what? "I could hear it in his Japanese, like, what are you doing? You know." He's just going to go out there and squash our, you know, how is he going to learn anything? If all you're going to do is just take advantage of him. Well, he punched him straight in the face twice. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I said, yeah, that's my dog. That's what's up, Makabe. Fuck him up.
You turn around. Oh, hey, Tom, are you okay, man? Yeah.
I love him, man. Hey, he's the best. Well, he just did a movie too, man. Talk about like over. My man is a movie star right now in Japan.
Yeah, he's a movie star. He's the Guy Fieri of Japan.
Yeah.
He got his face all over the chips and snacks.
He had a commercials. TV show. Yeah, him at home had a TV show. Like, he's super famous. I'm like, damn.
Man, I remember back in the day, whenever we would stop at a rest stop, him and Tanahashi, as soon as they step off the bus at a rest stop, like, in the middle of nowhere, just crowds of people, like workers, just come. It's like you see them, just a crowd walking with them, from the moment they get out of the bus to go get food, go to the bathroom, come back to the bus, they're just being followed.
Yeah.
I like that star power, man. Shit.
Dope, man. Much respect to Makabe-san, man. Shoot, him and Homa.
Yeah. Homa,
big star, too.
Well, look at this apple I got yesterday at the show. I don't know if you can tell the size. Here's my phone. This is a Pro Max.
Yeah.
And here's the apple.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's a big ass apple.
I don't know what else to like compare it to because I got big hands.
Yeah. Here's my
watch. Here's the apple.
For the people listening, that the apple is about the size of Hikuleo's
Oh, that's right. This is audio too.
only certain tiers in our Patreon will see this video. Join us at patreon.com/Thomas Island or patreon.com/Hiku's Hub, and you can see this video and check out the apple. Okay,
Look at the apple. Pay me for some apple, baby. Apple content.
Oh shoot, man! But So we head in. You guys, we're in mid October, October 17th. You're what? You got April? What is it? August? What am I in? August? October 23rd is your next big show. You guys have a title match against House of Torture.
Yeah.
Hey man, you should have going in on your ass, bro, in them promos, bro. Well, he firing up on
him. He must have something against me, though. I don't know if he's upset with me leaving Bullet Club or because he knows I'm coming for his ass with those 6-man titles.
He singles your ass out. He didn't want to say nothing about Tana. Didn't want to say nothing about the Gucci. He said, fuck that tall motherfucker.
You're not cool. You suck at wrestling. You're third best brother out of three.
Oh, shoot,
I don't
know, man.
I'm going to report him to the office. I think I smell some tequila in his breath in the ring.
Hey, man. Hey, get
him suspended.
Man. You going to snitch, man? There ain't no snitches around here, bro.
It's not what babyfaces do, man.
Snitch? Oh, dang. You're right. You know, I saw that Pharrell, the musician. He's like, man, look, he was saying something like, look, man, I'm not no thug. I'm not strong. If I see it, you know, I'm going to go snitch. I'm going to tell. I'm protecting myself. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to go snitch. That's it, man. I'm not trying to keep, I don't have no reputation. I don't want no reputation. I want a reputation to snitch. That's it.
Man. I'm going to snitch. Shit. What is he going to work out for? So I look me.
It's only for looks, man. That's it, man.
So I look me. If you come and touch me, man.
What'd you say to me? Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to go tell on your ass. Wait right there. Don't move, all right? Nah. Hey, but I've been watching you guys match, man. I know why he's pissed off, because he's been lining the shit out of him. Boy, he can't. Boy, you've been fucking him up in those matches, bro. I would be pissed too. I would have gone in on your bitch ass.
At Ryu Goku, dog, when I got him and Evil at the same time, man, I felt something. I heard like a pop. Pop. I was like, damn, that was a good pop. I see him in the next match, man. I think I'm loose in a tooth or something, bro. I'm like, oh shit, did I do that? And then right after that match, really started going in on me. I was like, hey, shit, I'd be mad too.
Yeah.
I'd be mad too. I was getting my ass whooped. You want some too, old man?
No.
No.
I don't know why you come around here messing with these people. Oh, shoot. And if y'all don't know where that ref is from, that's from next Friday or Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Friday. Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to Yujiro, man.
So next Sunday, 23rd, 6-man title match. First of two never title matches, titles I'm trying to go for.
You're on a roll, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Trying to get some things done.
I mean, you back. That's what you should be doing, you know. You just got back. You gotta show people what's up. See what show what you've learned from England and America. You know, I myself is looking forward. I love the things you've been doing thus far. I love the aggressiveness. I love when you fuck up Yujiro. I love that shit. I love when, man, poor Homa too. There was one where you like power slammed Homa and I thought you were gonna send him back to the hospital, bro. I was like, dang, bro. Dang. Oh, <you're... laughs>
shit. Homa's good, dude. I wish I didn't have to do that to him back then, but I won't do it now.
But this is your time. Tana would always say this to me before we walk out together. He'd be like, or like if I'm about to go out for a match, and he'll be saying, it's our time or it's your time. You have to show out, you know. There's times like where you're in a group or in a tag match where everybody's like, you know, together and you're helping each other, whatever, right? But when it's your time, man, you got to show everybody. You can't hold back. You got to clean some heads, you know, take some heads off, man. That's just, you know, that's the business we're in. We're in showbiz, man, you know. Shit.
Yeah. Oh. Damn, son, I got goosebumps listening to that. Shit.
Hey.
I'm going to wash this back before the match. Knock them heads off. Milk if you book, boy. Oh my god, this isn't Thomas Island.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, speaking of like music, what do you think? Do we need to come up with a new G.O.D. theme, new entrance theme? Because you know, y'all in it, Jotto's in it. We gotta like reinvent.
Personally, I think so. You know, then again, the theme song now is fire. I still get hyped to this day with that song. But at the same time, I think that was UNT's theme. You know, every time I hear it, I think of UNT. Even when I come out, I feel like I'm just standing in for T. You know? Yeah. That's how I feel. Like, I'm like, you know, I think.
You're definitely not standing in for T. That's for damn sure. But I understand how you would feel that way because, you know. Yeah. There's remnants of, you know, the theme music, the whole aura of the Gorillas of Destiny as a tag, you know. Yeah. So we can push that out, and I think this is the perfect time for us to reintroduce some cool things. And this is the part of wrestling that I really love is getting creative, and having people to talk about what to do next. What do we do? You know.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Because that's how Bullet Club was. I felt like that's how Bullet Club took off. Because everybody, we had all ideas. We had like these things to push, and we tried so many things, so many ideas, just throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks. You know what people liked, and I really like that, man. We do also need some more. We need some more people on our team, man. What do you think?
No, you know, I'm keeping an eye out here in Japan. You keep eye. You know, over there in America, watching that American wrestling over there. So keep eyes out. There's some potential. Yeah. See if they fit, you know, fit the criteria.
Yeah. Wrestling is big right now. Really, really big. There's so many opportunities to get yourself seen, you know, not just on television, but like really social media, but YouTube, you know, these platforms to you can showcase that wasn't there before, you know. Yeah. So it's dope, man. It's really cool to, you know, it makes it easier for us to really see to talent scout.
Yeah. Absolute.
Oof. Hey, how long have we been going on here, man? 45 minutes?
Oh, shit, 45 minutes.
Damn. Hey, that's way too long for us.
Yeah, you know, my day just getting started. Your day is coming winding down. So
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, that's a good point to wrap it up. And I know it's your morning. Get your stuff started here. I'm about to close off my night, little nightcap here and finish off. Shoot. Hey, if anybody, you know, wants to see more content, more of what's going on, the happy hours, the podcast, join me at patreon.com/Thomas Island. And
if you want to see visually, I do a lot of vlogs while I'm out here on tour. Every show I'm doing something. It's a monthly. It's a lot of stuff. So a lot of videos coming out every week. patreon.com/HikusHub. HikusHub.
Awesome. Thank you very much, bro. Hey, I appreciate you, man, coming on.
No, thank you for having me, bro.
All right, man. Till next time, bro.
All right.